Yet, that one is against the law. You see, but when you find out, most of the people in the community say that when the police happen to arrest the public arrest the culprit, the police will leave them to go, and then therefore they don't have the confidence in the police. But that's not the case. We, the police, we are there to make sure that the suspects are arrested and we take the due process. What is the due process? We take them to court. So when we send them to court, the police, we have no hand against. It's left with the discretion of the judge or the magistrate to decide. So our power or our authority ends there. So if it should happen that maybe there are not witnesses, sometimes when you go and you arrest the person, you say that he has stolen this. Come and assist the investigation. What the person will say is that, as for me, once I've gotten my motto, I'm okay. I will not come to police station. I don't want anything. But if you have asked me the question of morbidity, it is that they think that they are not confident or they don't have that hope in the system. But I think we are doing our best by the law. But if you also, the court will be worked by evidence and all this. But if you go and say, for me, I will not go to court, what would the judge do? Maybe you have to use his discretion as a judge. And if there's no evidence, I don't know, that is worse.
This morning that I was inside our hall, I can't tell exactly, but it was around 12 something. I heard an unusual noise around this area. So I quickly opened the hall door silently. I came and this door was already broken. So I closed this trap door sadly and then questioned those inside how they managed to get inside. He told me he came to the owner of the room. And I told him that the owner of the room has gone to school. How did he manage to enter? He said the door was not locked. And I said it is a lie because I was here when the guy locked the room and then left for school. So that is where, when I said that and he knew that he was getting guilty, he by force forced the door open and came out and started running. So we alerted the people around. Then we chased them to preparatory and had one of them. The other one escaped to an unknown place. And then lucky on our side, other people were able to arrest him. That is how the whole thing.
Around 12:30, when I had a call from my neighbors that my people had attacked my place. So I said I just took off from school and I got here. When I got here, they were already beating them up. So I came and I joined them in the beating because this area we have been seriously terrorized. But every day they keep on stealing us. Just about 2-3 months ago, they took my motor from this same spot. They took Nelson's motor. That is the neighbor. About 3 motors just from this house. 1 year, and just the last week they went to this house and they stole the woman there. So a lot of things from the house. And coming here today, I said we were praying to get one, and thank God he answered our prayers and we had them today. So when I came, they were there, and the number was too much because everybody was angry and waiting for people like that because they have been terrorizing the area. So in the course of the beating, one passed away, and the other one, the police were able to rescue him and they took them away.
I got information from the crime officer that some people have gone to break in to a kiosk, and the people in the vicinity or within the locality attacked them. They found them and then they also attacked them. So it's like one person unfortunately is dead, and one other person is also on admission. So far it is as easy as that. They went in to stay. That's the problem we are facing within the community. And we are on patrols. We are also doing our best. So we just heard the information. We rushed there. And this is what has happened. So at the moment, once we found out the person is dead, we don't have anywhere to keep the person rather than bring him to the morgue. And then the one who is not dead, we send him to the government hospital so that we make efforts to make sure that he comes back to life and assist us in investigation.